Powerful at Work Radio, episode 60.
Welcome to Powerful at Work Radio, the podcast for business owners like you who want to lead from a place of love and create a whole new kind of business environment. I'm your host, Rosa Ponceleon, and together we'll explore how you can secure your legacy and make a real difference by having a relationship with your team that honors the unique value each person brings to your organization. It is my goal to help you find your leadership sweet spot so your team is empowered to be more creative and efficient without all the burnout and people issues. I hope these conversations will inspire you to embrace a people-first approach, shift your mindset, and step into a healthy relationship with your team. If you're ready to do things differently, tune in and join the movement. Paula Cowan is a career transition strategist and energy clearing practitioner. She became the resource she needed 20 years ago when she was navigating her first career upheaval along with her own mental health struggles. Drawing on her background in human resources and behavior therapy, she now helps 47% of employees who are really unhappy with their job to finally do something about it with her customized career shift and or jump shift programs. Paula, it's so good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to interview you because you've had three careers, not one. Now you're in the business of coaching through transitions. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
My journey, well, it hasn't been a conventional one by any means, but yes, I coach people through their career changes and help them figure out their new direction. So since I'm on my third myself, I know the territory and I know the warning signs that it is really time to move on.
Which is probably a healthy thing. I think it's okay to have, especially in today's workforce, a few careers. We used to kind of maybe discriminate against the younger generation when they were having 2-3 jobs because some of the older generations, it's one career their whole life. But the world is changing so fast and we need to be able to adapt that maybe this concept of having multiple careers where it used to be a rare thing might become something that is a skill set that makes people more resilient. Is that something that you could comment on?
It's becoming the norm even over the last 20 years. I remember in high school being told that even then there were signs that the factory model only worked for about 100 years. We were all entrepreneurial and had to pivot before Henry Ford jumped into things. But I remember being told, oh, you'll have up to 3 careers because things will change. Now it's probably more like 5. The younger generation, I'm a Generation Xer. When I got out of university, they had eliminated a lot of the entry-level jobs. It was when all the downsizing was going on. So they were making everything contract. So it was impossible to, unless you were a tech worker, it was really hard to get in anywhere where you could stay for 20 years.
I can relate. My career in law enforcement has been very healthy just because it's such the nature of the job really doesn't change much. I mean, it's changed a ton, but you still go to work and then you do policing. It's an industry that's very specialized. But ultimately, even in that profession, we've seen a lot of disruption and we've had to change the way we respond to the community. But you're talking more about being resilient enough to take your skill set and apply it and make yourself marketable, would you say to a completely different career? Or would you say that at the end of the day, the skill set, it can be universal in some way?
What most people don't realize, especially if they've been in a corporate job for a long time, is most of us have our brains change gears every 10 years. Mm. So it really is internally time to move on to something else or to at least pivot. A lot of people don't have the self-awareness to realize, okay, I can actually move forward with this skill set. I certainly have to remind a lot of my clients that, okay, no, you're not starting from scratch. You've been in the workforce like 10, 20 years. You have skills and experience that you can translate into something else. Then you're not starting from zero. There are still things you can bring forward.
I think that's a huge piece because I think most people, it's natural to be fearful to kind of start over. And that is natural to think that you are starting over because mm-hmm. how do you get the respect from colleagues in a totally different industry when you haven't been next to them? So I think that connection piece might feel a little bit intimidating. And you have a background in behavioral therapy, which is very unique, but I think people's motivations and drives kind of are similar.
Oh, exactly. You still see this in the corporate atmosphere. There's still a huge tendency to pigeonhole. So mm-hmm. really have to know what you bring to the table. You have to know your own strengths and how other people see you or what type of expert they see you as. That way you can go from industry to industry. I had a prospect call me up and she'd been working for one of the airlines and also working as a restaurant server for like 8 years. And she said, I don't have any transferable skills. I said, excuse me, client service is client service. You're serving and with the airlines, obviously you're good at it or you wouldn't have stayed. Obviously you're good at dealing with disgruntled customers or you wouldn't have been able to stay. That is what you bring forward. Any tech, anything else you can learn. the interviewer, it sometimes will be very rigid. And you have to learn how to meander that way. Know what skills are useful no matter what the industry is.
Right. I think that if I'm hearing you correctly, your drawing is that there's those soft skills that everyone talks about, the people skills that don't change, but then there's the technical skills that can be learned and applied to a different industry. Even if we hired a new manager who's not been in the industry, but they're remarkable at helping foster team growth and helping foster the right culture, they can then depend on this expertise and the skill set of the team, as long as they value the vision and the goals of the leader in order to implement and get the results that the leader wants. I should expect as a leader who hires that person that I need to invest in their skill set a little bit as well. Yes.
Yes. If you have a team leader who has previously solved very similar problems to the ones that your organization has, yeah, be very conscious of who's on the team that can cover for where they lack in certain technical aspects. But the bottom line is, all right, your last company had the same problem we have. Go to it.
I think if anything, it would be more valuable to have someone from a different industry come in because they're not going to be blinded by some of the things. They have a fresh set of eyes to look at my company and give it a fair assessment and report to me what the heck is going on with this team or with this area versus someone who might be in the industry. And maybe they'll read the market differently too and give us that edge that we need.
Exactly. There could be a situation from their other industry that applies to that particular situation that just hasn't come up for that team yet.
And so having this conversation with you actually makes me very excited for people who are at the edge of that transition, or even if there's people listening and either A, you're a business owner who's thinking, I might want to hire from the outside and go with something totally different. Maybe I want to look for other people. What are the kind of characteristics that I might want to see in someone who's really ready to leave their old career and ready to not bring baggage with them? Maybe there's part of the transition where I'm kind of sour and disappointed with where my career is. Maybe I haven't quite healed. What should I look for?
What should you look for? What type of problems have they solved? What impact do you need to see in your business? And you look for someone who's created that type of impact before. You obviously don't want a negative Nelly. So obviously someone who's taken the time to unpack their baggage and why it was no longer working in that particular job or that particular industry.
So they've definitely owned that the change was needed at this point and feel like there's some sense of gratitude maybe to the career.
Yeah, they can acknowledge what they've learned from it, but they'll acknowledge it was definitely time to go.
I'm for sure done. I don't have one foot in, one foot out, if I'm hearing you correctly. So they have that sense of they've made the decision, they're ready to go, but also they're very well aware of their usefulness to maybe a future career. And that's where you come in, yes? As a coach?
Yes. Although I certainly get people that are far more lost. Usually when they come to me, they're in their organization, they know they're not happy. Some or all of the warning signs have started showing up. So I meet my client where they are. Sometimes they will have some ideas of where they want to go. They might have business ideas or just another line of work, but saying, well, I can't because I'm 40, whatever, and what have you. And then that's where we start is like, okay, are you sure? And then if they have no clue or even just the vaguest of images, that's when a full career autopsy is needed and just go through, okay, what things did you enjoy before? What can be reintroduced? What if you never fully considered or seen to its logical end?
So it sounds like the whole world kind of opens up at some point. You may be real narrow when we first come to you and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's all these opportunities that can be very exciting. At what point do you know in your coaching transition that the person is ready to start throwing their name in the hat?
When they've reached their aha moments, when they say, okay, I never thought of that. I assign a lot of journaling by hand. There's a thought process between thinking and writing it on the paper that just doesn't happen when you're journaling by keyboard. It's great for writing down. Even before they start working with me, I'll tell them just get a cheap notebook and just keep it. Take it everywhere with you. Every time you're worried, every time you have anxiety, write down when you're happy, when you're angry, and you'll start connecting the dots. Will come as to why you're not happy in this particular situation and where you'd rather be.
And I'm actually an advocate for that as well, because it is exactly as useful as you're saying. So now you walk your client through that process of being employable by a different person. And our audience is mainly the small business owners and maybe even people who are struggling in their workplace or in a culture that isn't satisfying for them to thrive. But we advocate for excellent cultures. So when we have people that are transitioning out of a certain space, how can they now take the culture that they were in, understand better what works and what doesn't work, and actually bring a better perspective and a fresh perspective to the new place in order to maintain a healthy workplace?
Some people actually need the objective third party to say, okay, no, your supervisor was full of crap and they never should have told you that. So, I mean, it affects everyone differently, just depending on the situation. Some people are very good at just doing like a full career autopsy on their lives. Oh, this worked, this didn't. Okay, I'm ready to move on now. And others do need some guidance.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Powerful at Work Radio. I'm your host, Rosa Ponce de Leon. And if you're ready for more freedom from the day-to-day so you can properly rest, dream, and be more effective as a business owner, I want to invite you to our upcoming free training where I'm going to share my easy 5-part process for making sure your team feels truly seen and heard. For more details or to register for the training, visit rosapontedeleon.com. Thank you for listening. If you haven't subscribed already, do yourself a favor and hit subscribe. Then head over to rosapontedeleon.com where you'll find tons of resources for growing as a business owner so you can go all in on your team while they go all in on bringing your vision to life.
So you're referencing a career autopsy a couple times. Tell me what that is and how does that help?
That's my first meeting with my clients is doing like a review everything from their entire work history, from their first job out of school until what they're doing now and what has worked, what hasn't. Okay. That's when the behavior background comes in because behavior therapy is all about pattern spotting and moving the pieces, seeing the bigger picture and reward the behavior you want, but also manipulating the environment and advising the people around them on what to say, what to do in order to get a certain behavior. This environment was contributing to this from you or making you feel this way or contributing to this situation. It's something different with each client.
Awesome. So basically, in a perfect world, the people that come and work with you not only understand themselves, their own career in the autopsy process, but they probably get a better understanding of the type of environment that is ideal for them to really succeed in a workplace. Yes?
Absolutely.
Thank you for bringing us this perspective. I think that people should look forward to those transition spots because obviously you can only stay in a rut for so long, but knowing that maybe that might happen to you in your current career would certainly prepare you to be more excited when that rut happens and to at least ask the right questions of yourself or find someone to coach them through it.
Yeah. If you've been at it for about 10 years, your brain may well be changing gears. And of course, it changes within your industry or within requirements could also be pushing you out the door. So don't fight that. New and exciting changes. Move on to your next big thing.
Absolutely. I started a side business and got into coaching myself. I'm still employed, but this has been absolutely exciting. So I think that diversified income sources is definitely another type of opportunities that are out there for people with the online space. So I think that's something we should probably just mention briefly.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts for our audience in terms of transition and the future workforce?
I think, as I said before, if you've been in the workforce for 10 years, you're not starting from scratch. So, I mean, don't lament that. It just, when you start noticing the warning signs, when you notice you're starting to get tired or just changes in how you show up, if you were previously very punctual and gung-ho and suddenly you're late for a lot of stuff or with assignments, if you're not handing in work or taking longer to do that, if you're not reading the industry material and no longer interested in it, if you're having health scares like for heart or even stress leave, screw the stress management, get out of that job.
Well, that's a powerful message. I'll take it. For whom it applies, this may be the thing you needed to hear and hopefully brings comfort to the decisions that you need to make moving forward. So take action, let us know, reach back out to Paula and let her know how she's impacted you. How would they get a hold of you if they wanted to talk to you?
They can find me on LinkedIn through email, resume@paulacowan.com. My Instagram handle is Clear Your Path.
Beautiful. We'll have that in the show notes for our audience. Please do connect with Paula and we really appreciate you bringing this valuable insight to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Powerful at Work Radio. If you subscribe now, you're going to hear from some truly amazing guests who will help you shift into a new approach to leadership so you can develop a healthy relationship with your team and truly maximize your impact. We'll explore stories from experts who are daring to do work differently, and we want to invite you to the conversation. So just hit that little subscribe button on your podcast app, and don't forget to leave us a review. We're excited to help you lead a high-performance team with simple advice that you can start using now for maximum results.